spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed
are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed
are the meek, for they shall inherit.
Today, tomorrow, and forever media. Using today's technology to journey through history, bringing you the good news in every age.
Blessed
are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
This is Carol Monaco of Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, bringing you another edition of Mission Improbable. Today, I am in the city that never sleeps, where the Little Sisters have just made their 10th American Foundation in 2 years. With me is Father Ernest Liliev, whom the Little Sisters affectionately call their ambassador to the New World. Father, it's good to catch up with you. We last saw you in Baltimore, and I understand that since then you have done quite a bit of traveling and have founded homes in St. Louis, Philadelphia, Louisville, Boston, and Cleveland. Did I leave any out?
Ooh, it's getting hard to keep track of all the homes, but I think you got them all.
How have you accomplished so much in such a short period of time?
To be honest, my head is spinning with it all, but I know it is also perfectly worry, because everything will be accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ. I often feel overwhelmed by my powerlessness and my poverty. Just the thought of all that has to be done, all the places I have to go, the bills to be paid, the decisions and the responsibilities I must undertake, the need to be everywhere at the same time, to respond to every appeal, every need, every duty. It all keeps me awake at night. It's in these moments that I take refuge in the works of St. Paul. When I am weak, it is then that I am strong. And I unite myself with the nothingness of St. Joseph and the home of Nazareth, while the salvation of the whole world was being prepared there. Despite all of my worries and anxieties, I try each day to abandon myself to God's providence and to accomplish His will.
These last few months have been difficult ones back in your homeland as well, no? Even though you've been completely taken up with the foundations here, you must be quite worried about the homes back in France. For the sake of our 21st century readers, could you tell us about what has been going on in your homeland?
Ooh, it's a tragic situation. I suppose we could say that it is the proverbial story of pride and nationalism gone wild. For generations, France and the German states have been enemies, and this animosity has only grown in recent years. The Prussian prince wanted to unify Germany under his control and to eliminate French power on the continent. On the other hand, our emperor, Napoleon III, was looking for a way to regain the prestige France lost at the hands of Prussia in the War of 1866. So the Prussians provoked our country to declare war against them. Things have not been going well at all for our French troops, and I'm afraid we are headed for defeat. I've had no news of our homes in Strasbourg and Metz, and I'm worried sick. The most recent news I received spoke of plans for a coup d'etat and a siege on Paris, which I fear would be très miserable for the whole city, including our dear sisters and elderly there. What will become of them all? I feel compelled to return to France to assure their safety, but it seems impossible at the moment. I'd like to pause for a moment to pray for the safety of our little sisters and elderly in my beloved France. May I ask your listeners to join me in a Pater Noster?
Of course. Would you like to pray in French?
Oui, yes. That would mean a lot to me. Notre Père qui es aux cieux, que ton nom soit sanctifié, que ton règne vienne, que ta volonté soit faite sur la terre comme au ciel. Donne-nous aujourd'hui notre pain de ce jour. Pardonne-nous nos offenses, comme nous pardonnons aussi à ceux qui nous ont offensés. Et ne nous laisse pas entrer à la tentation, mais délivre-nous du mal. Amen. Now, let's come back to New York, shall we?
Yes, of course. Father Ernest, tell me about your desire for a home in New York City. The sisters have already established a home in Brooklyn. Was that not sufficient?
Well, I know New York is not yet universally known as the Big Apple, but I felt that without having a center in New York, our other homes in America were rather scattered. Nowhere is the need greater. It is the capital of the rich and the capital of the poor.
And have you been well received here?
I hesitate to admit it, but not at first. We are located in the parish of Saint-Michel, and the sisters arrived in New York September 27th. So we decided to officially begin the Fondation on Saint-Michel's feast day, September 29th. The sisters in Brooklyn could have helped provide everything needed for this new house, but the sisters wanted to depend on Providence alone, so they began with absolutely nothing. They did allow the sisters to bring their first dinner, but that was all. We had neither tables nor chairs, so we had to eat sitting on the floor. To my chagrin, for the first few days, not a single visitor presented himself. It was nothing like Boston or Cleveland, where people file in with their hands full of gifts. I sense that we are in a big city where each one minds his own business, but where the arrival of a few black mantles doesn't matter much to anyone. Thank God the situation did not last very long. The first Sunday after our arrival, several priests spoke to their parishioners about the little sisters, letting them know about their mission and their great poverty. The pastor of Saint-Michel told his parishioners, "Don't wait until the little sisters knock on your door. Go right away with whatever you can give them. Even the smallest donation is received by them with gratitude." His words worked like a charm, and all afternoon until 9 o'clock that night, visitors did not cease to come bearing gifts. One poor woman sent her daughter with $1. Listening to his mother speaking to this big sister, her little son decided he wanted to give something as well. He took the blanket off his own bed, the only one he had, and came along with his sister, telling the sisters that he was happy to be able to give to someone poorer than himself. The little sisters were deeply touched. Something quite funny happened as well. Father told his parishioners at Saint-Michel that he had visited the home and found the little sisters sitting on the floor because they had no chairs. In no time at all, people started coming with chairs of all types, new ones, old ones, chairs big and small. We received so many chairs that we could not walk through the house without tripping over them. They are everywhere. We had to stack them up to make enough room for the residents' beds. I think we'll end up sharing them with another house.
That's hilarious. I don't think Father will find the sisters sitting on the floor the next time he visits. What about the elderly of New York? Have you found them to be the same as the old people in smaller towns?
I would say so. In all of our homes, we have the truly poor. Nearly all of our first residents have been immigrants. In a young country like yours, where fortunes are so rapidly gained and just as rapidly lost, it is not rare to meet people in the greatest destitution who formerly had every comfort and convenience of life. Nothing equals the energy of the American in making his fortune. But when he comes to an age when his strength is worn out and his children have grown up and left the paternal roof to seek their fortune somewhere else, where can he turn? What hope remains to an artisan when old age or infirmity has rendered him incapable of work? The workhouse, if he is allowed admittance, it is true, there one finds shelter and bread to eat. But this official charity is cold and heartless. Prejudices are great against these institutions, especially among the Catholic poor. They have no choice but to seek a home under the wing of Christian charity.
Father, you said that you found New York to be the city of both the rich and the poor. I have no doubt that there is great need for the little sisters here, and they will flourish in the Big Apple. As a matter of fact, in just 3 years, the little sisters will be featured in Frank Leslie's Illustrated Newspaper, one of the most popular American periodicals of your time. Permit me to share a quote from this article with our listeners. This charity is entitled to the heartfelt support of a benevolent public. It asks but the simplest assistance and guarantees the largest good. The order is founded upon a very broad sentiment, and the ministrations of the Petite Sœur invest their lives with a beauty that can arise only from unswerving devotion to a Christian duty. Before we close today, I'd like to challenge our listeners in New York to go for the greatest level of support possible for the little sisters. But please, don't bring them any more chairs. Signing off for Mission Improbable, this is Carol Monica. See you next time.
The poor in spirit, children of
Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, using today's technology to journey through history, bringing you the good news in every age.
Oh, I said, blessed are the poor in spirit.